We're trying to get maybe a little older together, but definitely wiser together here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome one and all. It is Monday at 3:30, and so I am joined by my good friend in broadcasting, Dom Salvia, who's got the fantastic show that follows mine every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show, Dom. It's nice to have you.
Hey, Maggie, good to be with you. Thank you for having me. It is always a pleasure.
Folks, if you want to join Dom and I, we're going to be chopping it up. I had a few like screaming at the television experiences yesterday. I listened to try to listen to most of the Sunday morning talk shows, and I happened to catch Speaker Mike Johnson on ABC this week with George Stephanopoulos, and wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So, folks, if you want to join Dom and I, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. All topics are open, and the phone lines and text lines are open. My thanks to Billy and Jack from Merrimack, Scott from Madison, Steve from Milwaukee, and Mark from Prairie du Sac for shooting in some texts over the first hour and a half of the show. But let's dig in. Folks, we're going to listen to a goodly bit of sound here, because with each additional sound, it gets more ridiculous. Literally hair on fire. Oh, my goodness. Let's kick it off. We're going to take cut one here. This is 3.1. I'm just going to call them out. We're talking just the George Stephanopoulos sound. Aaron, let's go with cut one.
Over the past 8 years, those who want to stop us from achieving this future have slandered me, impeached me, indicted me, tried to throw me off the ballot, and who knows, maybe even tried to kill me.
They tried to kill him. And it's because the Democratic Party, they can't do anything right. They can't do anything right.
Authorities have found no political motivation connected to the gunman. Since the attempt on his life, the race has transformed. President Biden dropping out, Harris closing in.
Wow.
Okay, so they're blaming Democrats for trying to assassinate Donald Trump, like literally the Democratic Party. So let's see what Speaker Mike Johnson has to say about that. Cut to.
And the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. Mr. Speaker, thank you for joining us this morning. In the wake of the assassination attempts on Donald Trump, you urged all sides to tone down the rhetoric. So is it right for the president and his family to suggest that Democrats are behind the effort to assassinate him?
I just saw the clip. I was at an event in Texas last night, so I didn't watch all the remarks from Pennsylvania. I will tell you, I talked to President Trump right after it, and he was pleased. They had a massive crowd there and a lot of enthusiasm and energy. But I didn't hear all the comments. I don't know the context.
I love this. They all go to, I don't know the context. I'm sorry, what exact context do you need, Mr. Speaker? The former president and his kid just said that Democrats tried to kill him, which is a lie.
We've heard these kind of excuses before, Maggie, right? Like, oh, I didn't read the president's tweet. I have no comment on that. I don't know what he was talking about. We've been dealing with this for years.
It's such garbage, and it's enraging. This is so important. You don't think it might be important to know the context, Speaker Johnson? It gets worse. Cut three, please, Aaron.
And I don't know what more context you need. Here's exactly what Eric Trump said. They tried to smear us. They came after us. They impeached him twice. And then, guys, they tried to kill him. They tried to kill him, and it's because the Democratic Party, they can't do anything right. What more context do you need? Do you support that statement or not?
George, I'm not going to parse the language of what people say at rallies. I could give you pages and pages of crazy comments by the leading Democrats in this country. That's not what this is about. We have to talk about the greatest collection of challenges that this country's facing probably since World War II, maybe the Civil War. Let's put all this political nonsense behind us and talk about how we get out of this mess. And I believe the way we do, and I believe a large number, the majority of the American people understand, you have to put steady hands at the wheel. You've got to put President Donald J. Trump back in the White House, because he will bring stability back.
Steady?
He will get the economy going again. He will restore our stature on the world stage at a time where we're facing almost on the verge of World War III. You have got to get his leadership back in the White House. That's why the massive crowds are drawn to these rallies, and that's why I believe we're going to win in November.
Isn't that rhetoric the kind of political nonsense you're talking about?
Look, we're in election cycle. This is a silly season, as they say. We're in the 30 days out from the most fateful election of our lifetime.
Wow.
So,
first of all, Speaker Johnson, I know you listen to this show. Oh, please produce those pages of things that Democrats have said, because none of them are anywhere near as insane as the crap that comes out of your mouth, every MAGA co-conspirator, and the former MAGA president and his lackey kids. For shame. Yes, there are serious challenges. That's why you cannot have a crazy man in the Oval Office. But it gets worse. Cut four.
So it's very clear you're not going to condemn the basic suggestion the Democrats are behind the assassination attempt on Donald Trump.
George,
I want to ask you another question.
There's so many. Please, anything.
Well, you have the opportunity to condemn it if you want.
You can condemn it if you want, and he doesn't. Cut five. This is the very next thing Stephanopoulos asks.
I do want to ask you a question that Senator Vance did not answer at this week's debate. Can you say unequivocally that Joe Biden won the 2020 election and Donald Trump lost?
See, this is the game that is always played by mainstream media with leading Republicans. It's a gotcha game. You want us to litigate things that happened 4 years ago when we're talking about the future. We're not going to talk about what happened in 2020. We're going to talk about 2024 and how we're going to solve the problems for the American people. I think this game that's played all the time, I'm not going to engage in it. We're not talking about that. Joe Biden has been the president for almost 4 years.
Your guy's
Everybody needs to get over this
it.
And move forward. That's what we need to talk about. What happens on November 5 and the days after that.
So, Senator Vance, you cannot say unequivocally that Joe Biden won the 2020 election and Donald Trump lost?
George, I'm the Speaker of the House. I work with the President of the United States all the time.
So answer the
Joe
question.
Joe Biden has been the president for 4 years. There's not a question about this, okay? It's already been done and decided.
There is
and this is a
question.
Gotcha game that's played, and I'm not playing it. I want to talk about the future. Let's talk about policies. Ask me anything you want on any challenging issue. Let's put that out there for the American people. That's what they need to hear.
Well, it's President Trump who every single day, former President Trump, at just about every rally is saying that the election was rigged, that he won, and that Joe Biden lost. I'm just saying if you accept that or not.
George, I'm not going to play the game. Ask me any question on any issue that's facing the country. They're some of the biggest issues that we face. How about another hurricane headed toward the country? How about
Israel
being fired upon by Iran? How about the rising crime rates that have everybody alarmed around this country?
Why?
The cost of living, because hardworking families can't afford to do it.
What?
He's not going to answer the question. Again, it is your candidate, sir, who continues to say this at his rallies. This is current. These are current events. It is your candidate and J.D. Vance who could not acknowledge the loss in the debate. This isn't Kamala Harris bringing this up. This is the Republican megas and your leading candidates bringing it up.
Again,
of course, it's a relevant question.
Here's why it's relevant. Cut six.
Mr. Speaker, the reason it's relevant is because of what former President Trump says at every rally. He's also laying the groundwork to challenge the results this year if he loses. Let's look at this.
If I lose, I'll tell you what's possible, because they cheat. That's the only way we're going to lose, because they cheat. They cheat like hell.
Is that what you believe? The only way that Donald Trump loses is if the Democrats cheat?
Donald Trump's going to win. I'll tell you that election security is a major concern of the American people.
Wow. Just to recap, the Speaker of the House of Representatives will not condemn the Republican candidate for president saying that the opposing party tried to assassinate him. He will not condemn it. The Speaker of the House of Representatives will not confirm that Joe Biden won the 2020 election. And the Speaker of the House of Representatives will not acknowledge that Donald Trump is a threat to the peaceful transition of power, something that he says every single day. It is mind-blowing to me. I fully feel like I guess not mind-blowing, but like it just newly enraging. And by the way, if you haven't watched this interview, folks out there, if you're listening, go ahead and watch it, because you can see Speaker Johnson's like cheeks start quivering by the end, because he knows that he sounds ridiculous. 855-752-4842. Dom, taking that as a whole, which is shocking, your reactions?
It is bizarre world, and it's amazing how, you know, we talk about the bar getting continually lowered, and it seems like we continue to grab a shovel and dig deeper. It is absolutely relevant. We're still dealing with the ramifications of the riots and insurrection on January 6th. You talk about cheating. Well, that's exactly what Donald Trump did and his cohorts and their conspiracy with the fraudulent electors. And we can see in the sentencing of, like, Tina Peters from Colorado most recently, 9 years.
9 years.
For playing around with election machines, using a badge, letting other people get access to this. Yes, they are very well aware of the circumstances because they are very much involved in them. And, of course,
they are the circumstances, right? I mean, they are the they are the election insecurity. Yes. They are the election fraud. Sorry to interrupt.
Of course. No, of course. But that's why, people are very concerned about it. Well, why is that, Mike? Because you keep bringing it up and you keep saying without proof that and you will not condemn your candidate for saying the only way I will lose is if they cheat, if the Democrats cheat. You will not condemn the fact that he and certainly his son saying, well, the Democrats tried to murder him because they can't do anything right. I mean, and we are going to have an election next month, and we are going to have a transfer of power. There will be a new administration one way or the other. And it is absolutely relevant because we have not gotten to the bottom. We have not litigated the fact that Donald Trump was up to his eyeballs when his supporters were attacking the Capitol. That case goes to trial next month as well.
This is the problem, and the frickin' Speaker of the House won't address it squarely. When you say the only way I will lose is if they cheat, what you're saying is we needn't have an election. It is the language of dictatorship and authoritarianism, and the Speaker of the House of Representatives will not condemn it. It is infuriating. There is more. I'm going to go through a couple of the reasons why right now is much more dangerous than where we were in 2020. Folks, you're not going to want to miss any of that. We want to hear from you. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Robert from West Dallas, you say what, sir?
I think it would have been really powerful if Stephanopoulos literally just cut his mic and said, you know, you're not going to say anything else until you answer the question, and maybe even turned his screen off. I think the ratings would have been tremendous, and I think it would have made a lot of people pay attention to the hypocrisy and the lies and the nonsense with these people. We need to stop playing games with them. That's how we got where we were on January 6th. We just let the lies go on and on and on, and we saw the results, and I think it's only going to be worse next time around if people don't stand up and say enough of this.
Couldn't agree with you more, Robert. This is the same washing. This is, I mean, Stephanopoulos was finally following up, wouldn't let him change the topic. And you saw Mike Johnson withering under that. Watch the video. He gets more flushed. He's stumbling and bumbling. He's just throwing out the talking points. Crime is down, period, full stop. That's the fact. Mike Johnson is a liar and a co-conspirator in Donald Trump's decision to try to overthrow democracy this year. Shame. Wisco Paul, you say what, sir?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Maggie. Good afternoon, Dom. Hey, is this a bridge too far? We have less than 30 days, I think, to the election, and he's losing right now. But they're talking civil war. What happens in civil war? People die, or it's violent. So this is kind of spooky for me. I don't want to be an alarmist. I don't, but this rhetoric is civil war, period.
It is, and I'm going to tell you exactly why. We've laid the groundwork with that interview from Speaker Mike Johnson. Dom Salvia joins me for the special Monday installment for the last hour of the Maggie Dawn Show. You're not going to want to miss me and Dom stitching it all together. We come back on the flip side of these important messages here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. If you're on the phone, stay there. More to come. I'll stare directly at the sun, but never in the mirror. It must be exhausting, always moving.